بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering the doubts and questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah who is Ar-Rahman.
Allah
who is Al-Mannan.
La ilaha illa.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. We are welcome to another episode of the program, Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. I'm Atal, the host of this program. Said Zain is here for today's discussion to answer today's question. Assalamu alaikum, Said. Welcome to the show.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you for having me.
For today's discussion, we want to talk about commitment of the sins and thinking about committing a sin. Whether thinking, even thinking about committing a sin is a sin itself or not.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitani rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina wa nabiyyina Muhammad wa ali baytihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. So, thoughts by themselves, I think we can divide them into two different categories. One is thoughts that by themselves are sins.
Yes.
Right. And those thoughts, even having them, would be considered sins. Such as, thoughts of jealousy towards another person. Or, for example, we're told in the Quran that certain opinions, dhunun, they are sins as well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Having a bad opinion of a fellow brother or a fellow sister, without having enough details about that instance, that would itself be a sin. I remember that in university, when I was there in Canada, there was this brother and sister. The sister was wearing a hijab.
Yes.
And they would be together, and then some people, they started having a bad opinion about them. They're like, what are they doing? They're Muslims and they're always together, and they're not supposed to be in this kind of relationship. And then later they figured out that, they were actually married, mm-hmm. right? So they're supposed to be together, they're married.
Okay.
But that, that opinion that comes without proper justification and proper knowledge, that sometimes can be a sin as well. And even perhaps a higher type of idea that is, a worse sin would be having a bad opinion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? Su'udhan billah, having a negative opinion of Allah. That what Allah has done, what He has given to us, we feel bad about that. We say, Allah, He doesn't wish good for us.
Mm-hmm.
So these kind of ideas in them, their own selves, they would be considered sins. Okay, but ideas about sins, right? So let's say there is a sin that is a sin of the actions.
Yes.
But just ideas about entertaining these ideas in the mind, by itself, the fuqaha, they say that they're not sins unless one acts upon them,
mm-hmm.
right? So just thinking about sinning, that's not itself a sin.
Okay.
Unless one takes that into actions as well.
Is it going to pave the way for more sinning in the future?
Yes.
Thinking about the sinning.
Mm-hmm. So that's why, that's one of the reasons why, the scholars, they tell us not to even think about these things,
mm-hmm.
right? Because it does help bring them about that, it would be easier, like if somebody's imagining themselves committing a sin, and then it would be easier for them to go into that sin when that opportunity comes for them. So that's one of the reasons. Another reason that the scholars would say not to go into, thinking about sin, it's also that it pollutes the soul. It takes the heart away from, the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's not good to have and entertain these kind of thoughts within our minds.
That's right.
Well.
It's creating kind of darker spots on your white soul, as they say.
Right, right.
It's better to say it prepares the ground for more sinning. And what do you mean exactly when we say thinking about sinning? I mean, is it, for example, creating some images in our minds, or, for example, planning for sinning or something, or even looking at other sinnings,
Right. So looking at other sinning, it depends what kind of sin it is, because sometimes that itself would be a sin, mm-hmm. right? For example, if somebody's looking at the opposite gender while they're sinning, or even just like looking for pleasure or these kind of things, this looking itself is an act of sinning. But if somebody's just looking and there's like a sin being committed, that by itself necessarily doesn't mean that it's a sin. And also sometimes one has to do that in order to stop it from happening, right? That if I don't know, you know, if I'm just like, you know, close my eyes to everything that's going around me, I don't know what's happening, then, well, I wouldn't know that, okay, there's sins happening and I can step in and try to stop it. So sometimes it becomes an even responsibility that a person knows that, you know, certain sins are being committed, not going out of their way to, you know, kind of like, you know, being a spy and spying on people. No, that's not what we mean. But like, you know, let's say a father of the family, mm-hmm. you should know generally what's going on in the house so that, okay, if a child is going towards, you know, a certain sin, they can try to bring them back in using the right methods to bring them back to towards the right path.
That's right.
IRIB English Radio presents Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Answering your theological questions in Questions and Answers on Islamic Beliefs. Send us your questions to EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
All right. What to do to be away? You know, especially nowadays, people with their cell phones in their hands are very much prone to commit sins or look at the sinnings of others. What to do in order to be away from such thoughts, Sayyid?
So one thing is this, that a person does control what they look at. And if they know that, okay, there's a place that if they're to go there, they would be faced with, you know, a lot of sinful sights or the opposite gender or these kind of things, right? So they prevent themselves from going there, right? So, for example, in certain countries, the Islamic dress code is not followed, to say the least, right? Mm-hmm. It's very, very bad in certain countries. So over there, okay, a person tries to make sure that they don't go in those kind of places. They try to avoid them as much as they can. The same is true for the internet as well. That although over here one isn't physically going to these places, but their heart and their minds are going to these places. So now they try to make sure that, okay, those websites that has those certain type of ads, right, that are not in their control, they don't go there. Or those websites that they're you know, more likely to come across something that is a sin and that will, you know, stir their souls and make a, you know, impact, a negative impact on their souls. They try to make sure that, okay, they try to avoid those places as much as they can. Yes. One thing is like, you know, just like kind of browsing the internet or browsing social media, just, you know, mindlessly going through it. That's not a good idea, right? Okay. It should be, you know, one thing is it's a waste of time in a lot of cases. Another is that it does lead one towards, you know, looking at something that is bad for their soul, mm-hmm. that will have a negative impact on their soul that might itself be a sin, mm-hmm. or might cause them to sin in the future.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And Sayyid, are thoughts by themselves sins? You know, I mean, the mere thoughts in our minds and our souls, are they sins itself or not?
So sometimes what Shaitan does, and we're told this as well, that he does waswas, which is he brings these thoughts into our hearts and minds. So that's not in our control, yes. to a large extent, right? That, you know, if a certain thought comes from Shaitan, well, you know, that wasn't my choice that it came. And something that is not in our control, then that can't be a sin either, because sins are those things that we, based on our free will, we choose to do them, right? So now if a thought comes, because, you know, sometimes if a thought comes, a person feels very disturbed by it and they're like, okay, you know, like I'm such a bad person that I had such a thought. Well, no, that's not necessarily the case, because a lot of times they're from Shaitan.
Yes.
What would be a sin here is that if a person takes that thought, okay, yes. and agrees with it, mm-hmm. and takes it forward, that sinful thought, right? And in certain cases, the thought itself becomes a sin, as we said before. Or in certain cases, if a person acts upon that thought, it becomes a sin. So shaitan, he puts that thought, and then now it's up to us. Do I want to continue down this path? Do, you know, say that, oh yes, shaitan, you know, we won't recognize generally the shaitan, but yes, you know, this thought is right. That person, they're actually quite evil, you know, you know, then that person starts having negative thoughts about the fellow believer. Okay, and that builds and builds and builds, and it leads to other things like, you know, su'ul dhan regarding that person, which we said itself is a sin, or even, you know, enmity or jealousy, or it can transform into, you know, acting in a way towards that person that's not right.
Yes.
Right. So basically, when these thoughts come to us, the best strategy, best thing to do is ignore them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let them pass.
Mm-hmm.
Make ourselves busy with other things. Okay. Not dwell upon these negative thoughts.
And could this happen through religious teachings? I mean, some religious, faithful people in the Muslim communities. Is Satan going to, mislead some people through religious thoughts or religious, for example, distractions or something like that?
So Shaitan, he's very cunning. Like he finds different ways to mislead us. For a lot of people, it's through, you know, sins that are, you know, open sins. But there are certain believers who have moved to an extent past this, right? And they have, you know, raised themselves higher. And they're not going to go towards these, inshallah, these regular kind of sins that people are involved in. So Shaitan, he you know, brings other things to misguide them. And sometimes it's religion itself that he can use to misguide people, right?
That's right.
And, you know, there's different examples of it.
Very good.
You know, he uses, you know, all these strategies to misguide us. And therefore, a believer, he's always on his guard, that he's always, you know, close to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, to Quran. He's always close to the, you know, the true scholars to watch out for these attacks of shaitan so he can defend himself from them.
That's all right. Okay. But all in all, people have to take lots of care, you know, especially as I said in today's world, with these social media, you know, and going on, believing in every untrue story that is coming or popping up, you know, in your mind when you're on your surface. I mean, that's right, screen of your cell phones or computers, scrolling different newses, some of which might be fake news, okay? So on that time, we can see that it is not directly a sinning, but it might be, for example, create a kind of sin in your right. heart and spirit. For example, like slandering or backbiting or mistrust, or we can say losing your trust in the people. All in all, we can say because of this availability of the news here and there by the social media, it is very much easier for the people to commit more sins more than before.
Yes. So that's a very important point you mentioned when it comes to, you know, what's happening in the world.
Yes.
Right. Over here as well, you have to be very careful whom we take our information from. Okay. And you know, choose our news sources, because you know, the Quran says that you know, shayateen are not just these creatures that we can't see. Yes, there are some shayateen who are the jinn whom we can't see, and they influence us, but there are shayateen within the ins as well, within the human beings as well,
mm-hmm.
right? And these shayateen who are within the human beings, they use what's at their means mm-hmm. to misguide us.
Okay.
And one of that is these news sources.
That's right.
That, you know, they use them to take us away from acting upon what is, you know, the right path in terms of supporting what is, you know, what we need to support. Right. One clear example is what these news medias, you know, they're doing, and what kind of news they're presenting regarding the conflict in the occupied territories within Palestine,
mm-hmm.
right? Where they make the aggressor and the oppressor who's committing genocide
yes.
seem like they're victims, seem like, you know, they have no other choice, and that they're not doing anything really,
yes.
And they suppress the voice of the oppressed,
mm-hmm.
right? So we have to be very careful, you know, whom we take our information
yes.
from, and they're very cunning at it as well. They
yes.
do it very well. They have spent billions of dollars on, you know, this basically. So we have to be careful that it's probably best not to go to these news sources.
Yes.
To take our, you know, primary news sources should be people whom we trust, believers.
Yes.
Right. And these other sources, we can check them once in a while, but not yes. not take everything or almost anything mm-hmm. that they say without proper evidence behind
evidence,
it.
Evidence. That's right. Thank you very much, Said Zain, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic. It was very kind of you.
You're welcome.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. For more information, visit our website at parstudy.ir, Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن